very chashuv. Talmud Chacham is not the goyin av bezdin of Yerushalayim for nothing. And I don't know who did this exactly. I didn't really have time to go spend the gold for the Halak Domo. Who did this? I don't. I'm certainly, if someone came along and did this for him, they took all of his svarim, and they were malakate his original ideas on the Mo'adim, specifically on the Yom Tov of Shavuot. And it's true, everything over here, you know, is original. The ideas, the way they're presented over here, are definitely different. They're original. So let me just jump around over here. I marked off. I can't imagine he did this. It must be one of his children, students, who went through his works. Like, that's what they do today. Today they this everything today is a likut. They take from great people, and the malakates. You know, it's unfortunately, instead of there are new things. There are mechatshim today. There's no question about it. But a lot of the old classics, they do this a lot today, and they are malakate. They use computers. They'll probably be using AI for this soon, and they're able to somehow collect his insights that are scattered throughout other works and present it, to spoon feed you specifically on the topic that you want to focus on. So right now, so this whole sefer, it's a beautiful sefer. There's a lot of nice things in the sefer. It's a very beautiful sefer. And I just want to I marked off a few little things to discuss. Nothing too heavy here. Just to go through in Yonim on Shavuos. He was light, very easy Hebrew. This is not a modern Hebrew. This is a Lashon Kodesh. This is not modern Hebrew. This is a very easy, very light Hebrew. It's very easy. If I can understand
it. What's the name of
it? It is called Biurim VeHanhogos Al HaMoadim. Biurim VeHanhogos. Very nice. Let's discuss over here some ideas. Those are basic things. First thing is, everyone knows, everyone's very well aware, there's a minhag to eat on the Yom Tov of Shavuos dairy. This minhag is cited in the Ramah. The Ramah doesn't just cite Chassidus Sheminhagim. When Ramah cites a minhag, this is a minhag kadmoin. This is an ancient minhag. The Ramah would not cite such a minhag unless it was rooted Baharei Kodesh on the mighty holy mountains. And I'll read you the words of the Ramah. Now, this meaning of eating dairy on Shavuos, people have written svarim about this specific minhag, and you can I'm confident you can probably find 100 reasons, 100 different ideas as to why, what is the illusion, what is the meaning, the depth of this custom. So let's first see what it says in the Ramah. The Ramah is also entitled to give you his reason as to why we have a custom to eat dairy on Shavuos. No hag, and of course, when you get down to the reason, there are nafkaminas as to when you should eat it, when you should not eat it, and v'chulu. So let's discuss this very briefly. Here we go. The Ramah says, these are his words. Nehagim the kama mekaymos. The words of Ramah, the Ramah's words are precise. Uvenei yishol yoytzim biyod Ramah. With a hey, but we read as if there's an aleph of Moshe Israelis. Nehagim bekama mekaymos. Okay, he's apologetic. Not everywhere. Okay, the minhag is not everywhere in Klal Yisrael, but bekama mekaymos leechol ma'achole cholov. Foods. Notice he says ma'achole cholov. You can read whatever you want into that. Does it mean mamish dairy or means food that has been cooked? That's a very big nafkamina. Does it mean you should actually drink milk? Or does it mean you shall eat blintzes, which has in it dairy products? But doesn't say anywhere they should actually drink milk. Okay, it says ma'achole. Lechol, to eat. Okay, so you know you can read into whatever you want to read into it, but these are different nafkaminas. Lechol, to eat, which means a solid food. Ma'achole cholov, foods of milk. However you want to interpret that, I'll leave that to you. Whatever it means. Biyoim, and he writes here something very important, the Ramah. The Ramah lived in Krakow, in Golos. Biyoim rishoin shel shavuos. Okay, the Ramah says the milchik's only the first day. Not the second day. That's what the Ramah says. So if you see someone serving you dairy on the second day Yom Tov, you tell them, you know, It's not what Rama says. I wouldn't do that if I were you. I would eat to my heart's content. To my heart's content. But it says here, the minog of klal. Well, my nafkamina. Maybe you should make a bracha. Maybe you should make a bracha. Special bracha. Shechayanu v'chimanu v'gen lazmanaz on the minog. We don't do that. We make. We very rarely make a bracha on a minog. We make a bracha on when we say halal. What are you talking about? It's only a minhag. Okay? Do you make a bracha on koirech? We make a bracha on sefira soimer. So some will tell you that's really zech lemig. Okay, that's a whole big topic. Do you make a bracha on a minhag? When you lay negilas rus, do you make a bracha? It's only a minhag to lay negilas rus. You know, how come you don't make a bracha when you eat dairy on the Yom Tov of Shavuos? It's a minhag. Why not? If a person makes a special bracha, I don't know what the bracha would be, but if a person would make a bracha when he eats dairy on Shavuos, would you say that he made a bracha levatala? L'chari, yeah. You would. You would say.
It's not universal.
Okay, so also letting Megi... Rus also is not universal. Not everyone leans Rus. Not everyone leans Rus. What? On a klaf? Okay, no, do we make a bracha on the Haftorah? Today, because right there, but let's say the Haftarah. Why is the Haftarah any different? The Haftarah we make a bracha on. There it's halacha, saying you have no choice. You have to lane it. Okay, you know, I mean, you're right. There are certain ways that we do things today, etched in stone. And if you deviate, you're shot. But if you want to go back to the real, go back and just the mafalpel l'hagdil Torah l'hadira. We're not talking about practical halacha. No one's gonna chas v'shalom, gonna throw you out of the Beis Medrash. But it'd be mafalpel. Let's say a person would make a special bracha on eating dairy. A special bracha. I don't know what that bracha would be. Let's say he would make even a shahakal. Let's say, you know, you it's part of your meal. It's dvarim habor machmas ha-su'udah. And you anyway make a bracha. He would go to the what? The crazy farm? It's a minug. There's a big topic that you make a bracha on a minug. One thing is for sure, according to the Ramah, if you make a bracha on the second day, you're out. Because the minhag he writes is only on the first day. You want to know what the minhag is, first define the minhag. And then you can go and you can, you know, do whatever you want to go do. Don't make up new minhag that don't exist. The minhag over here, he writes over here, is b'yoim rishoin. Most people don't know that. Most people think there's a minhag to eat dairy. Yeah, big deal, eat dairy the whole week, the whole Sfiras HaOmer. You're eating dairy. Look at the magazines. The advertisements are the whole Sfiras HaOmer for all the new dairy products for Shavuos. It says here, the minhag is one day. Biyoim rishoin shel shavuos ve'nirli hatam shukimoy hashnei tavshilim sheloichem b'lel pesach zeche le pesach v'zeche le chagiga lel pesach. He comes to make a very powerful equation. I didn't get any chidushim yet. Dvarim shutim, the Ramah, just know the basics, is that lel pesach there's a minhag to have on the ka'ara two tavshilim. You have an egg and a zraya. Why do you put on the ka'ara an egg and a zraya? Zeichel le Pesach and Zeichel le Chagiga. The Pesach is Nechal al Hasoiva. So you need to eat Kodoshim in order to get you to that matzav where you can now, as a Hagdama, a prerequisite in order that the Pesach should be Nechal al Hasoiva. You need to fill up your stomach with holy matters in preparation for Nechal al Hasoiva. So there was the Chagiga. The Chagiga served that function. So just like you have on the Ka'ara, you have an egg, a beitza, and you have a zroya, zechel l'chagiga, zechel l'pesach, kein, same thing, oich l'machol cholov, ve'achakach machol basar. Why? Because there's a halach in Shulchan Aruch, that the bread, everything that you eat, we're totally lost today, we don't even know how to eat. But in ancient times, anytime you eat food, you eat it with bread. Bread accompanies anything that you eat. So if you are having dairy, the dairy is accompanied by bread. If you're having basar, the basar is accompanied by bread. There is halacha in Shulchan Aruch. The bread that accompanies dairy should not be the same piece of bread that will accompany the basar. The bread that accompanies the basar should not accompany the dairy, because maybe in the process of eating, there are some crumbs, there are some particles of cholov that got into the bread. And if you'll now take that same loaf of bread, the leftovers from that loaf of bread, and eat it with meat, you'll be eating basar b'cholav. And likewise, if you're eating bread with basar, and there might be some crumbs of basar, and you now go eat it, that same leftover piece of bread with the chalav, you, those crumbs will get mixed in with the milk.
I saw the Tana in the Hogan, it brings down, I forget the rule, that you don't have to wait the same amount of time.
Pum fakir, I'll come down in a second. One thing at a time. Let's just first get what the Ramah says. And therefore, because there's a halacha, there is a halacha shal v'tzrichim lahavi imahem beis lechem ala shulchan. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Shuhu bimkoim hamizbech, and thus we're now going to have two breads to remind us of the shtei halachem. Imahem beis lechem ala shulchan. Shuhu bimkoim the shulchan, that your dining room table is the mizbeach. The yesh was a zikaroin lebeis halechem shahayu makrivin biyoyim habikurim adkan. So it's a whole convoluted reason. This is what the Rambam says. Adkan, that's all he says. The Rambam says dorm nifloim. If you don't see the Rambam, you don't learn Shulchan Aruch. Why do you eat? Why would you eat milchiks? You'll eat it for itself l'shma, because you're supposed to eat bedafka cholov, dvash v'cholov tachas l'shoneich. The other reason the Mishnah Berurah says is that they came down. There's some maila about milchiks, or maybe like the Mishnah Berurah will say in a second, is because after Matan Torah they were taught all the laws of shechita, and they didn't have kosher. They didn't know how to do shechita yet. They didn't have kosher kalim. They had to kasher all their kalim. It was too complicated. So it was too complicated. So the simplest thing to do was to eat. We're not going to eat basar, so we'll eat chalav instead. According to the Rambam, none of that is correct. The eating of chalav is only a technique in order to force you to eat two separate loaves of bread. There's no intrinsic value, according to the Rambam. There is no intrinsic value of eating milchiks on Shavuos. To go spend outrageous amounts of money, sums of money, to have all these types of cheesecakes and whole blintzes is ridiculous. Totally ridiculous. That's not the purpose. There's no intrinsic value in cholov. Zero. It is not of any benefit whatsoever. It's because we want you to have two completely separate loaves of bread that have no connection with one another. There's this bread, and there's this bread. Why are they two separate loaves of bread? No, so he's just giving you an example. The egg, it's kachem. Yeah, we want, so he's saying over here, we're going very deep here. On Pesach, we have a zecher, basically, lemikdash. If you want to read between the lines of what the Rambam is saying, eating milchiks really becomes a zecher lemikdash. That's the point I'm trying to get to over here. There was never milchiks. Is that taka true? There was never milchiks in the Beis HaMikdash? I hear what you're saying. You're right. I don't know. But let's get to the point. In the Beis HaMikdash, why do you have the Zeroya and the Beitza? Why do you have an egg? What's the egg doing there? Zecher l'mikdash. Bizman she-Beis HaMikdash ha-yakayim, when you eat the Karban Pesach, it's nechal al ha-soiva. So how is it nechal al ha-soiva? You have to have a chagiga, in order that you should be eat kachim to fill yourself up. So the Pesach is nechal asoiva. So on Pesach, why do you have a zroya and a beitza? Zecher lemikdash. So why do you have cholov on Shavuos? Basically, zecher lemikdash. What? There is no cholov, like you just said. There is no milk in the base. When do you ever have milk in the base of mikdash? No. Let's understand. If you're going to eat at your table milchiks, and you're going to eat it with bread, which right away tells you, you just can't have a dessert. You just can't have like some snack. According to the Ramah is saying it's a serious business over here. You're having bread. How many sudas can you have already on Yom Tov? You only have two sudas on Yom Tov. The night and the day suda. And when you can eat the milchiks, you can have bread. Oh, bread. That means the bread I'm going to be using for this su'uda is not going to be the same bread that I'm going to be using for the other su'uda. Oh, that means you have to have another su'uda of meat? He's revealing over here, number one, you better have a su'uda of meat, and you should have a su'uda of Cholov. A Suda. Not everyone maybe had Lecha Mishnah. Not everyone was so rich to have Lecha Mishnah. I don't know. I don't know. But let's just see. Let's just see what he says over here. He's making a lot of assumptions here. You can have a su'uda, not a snack, a su'uda of ma'achol lecholof. And so maybe both breads are, the fact that you put two breads, Lecha Mishnah, on the table, once you put them on a table that has ma'achol lecholof, both of those breads are disqualified anymore to be on the table when you can have ma'acholi basar.
Then you need four in total.
So we consider the Lecha Mishnah one bread. It's the din of a bread is not that it's a sholeh. It is unique. It is separate. It is moved out. There's a bread that is for the chol of su'udah. It can include 50 breads, but they're considered moved out. And there's a second kitchen. Two kitchens. There's the middle kitchen, the flesh of the kitchen. All right, I know. That's a Hasidish minhag. Let's get to the base over here. I just want to try to appreciate what he says over here. Everybody, please. Try to appreciate. The average person will tell you there's an intrinsic value in eating machol echolav. The chol hamarbel the saper b'yitzias. Whoever's being marve have a more expensive cheesecake, a better cheesecake, a cheesecake competition. The Ramah says there's no such thing. There is no intrinsic value of having a Rabbi Neiman. Please, let me try to get my piece. Rabbi Sire, Rabbi Neiman, please, let me try to get my piece in. There's no intrinsic value in having Macholi Cholav according to the Ramah. The Macholi Cholav is nothing more than a Hecha Timsa to force you to have a separate set of breads for Yisu'uda Chalavi and a separate set of breads for Yisu'uda Bisri, if I'm saying it correctly. Bisari, you have two different breads. And why do I want there to be two different breads? Because it is today, Uviyom HaBikurim, the craft of Mincha Chadosh Lashem B'Shavu Osechem. And you're supposed to bring the Shtei halechem with the kivasim, you bring the kivasim with the shalmei tzibor with the shtei halechem, and you bring it to the mizbeach. So, in other words, the tube, the cholov, is only a hecha timsa that there should be two separate loaves of bread, which will serve as a zecher lemikdash of the shtei halechem that accompany the kivsei atzeres on the yom bikurim. So it's incredible. First of all, what is the... No, go backwards now. He's also in turn telling you that the Shtei HaLechem that you bring on Shavuos, if I wouldn't know better, I would say, okay, it's Shavuos. So we bring Shtei HaLechem. Very good, Shtei HaLechem. It's like Rabbi Neiman said, Friday night, Shabbos day, Baruch Hashem, we live in America, everybody have Shtei HaLechem. You have two bulkaloch, you have two matzahs, you have two chalais. Big deal. You have two... The two, they touch each other, they look at each other. We don't think about it, them being as distinct. You have Lecha Mishnah. He's being megalit to you, the Ramah, indirectly. Go back and understand that when the Torah told you to bring on Shavuos Shtei HaLechem, it's not like Lecha Mishnah. Lecha Mishnah, you got two bulkalach in there. No. Hayelichud v'hayelichud. They have no connection with one another. I know you're telling them when they wave it, they wave it together. They wave it together. If he's telling you have to have Shtei HaLechem, and the Shtei HaLechem in Halacha are completely separate, they're not allowed to have anything, they're not allowed to see each other. Like the Chosin and Kala. The Chosin and Kala before the wedding, even though it's not even really true, but the Chosin and Kala, Ha'ayeluchud, Ha'ayeluchud. Because when it comes to basar and chalav, it's a shulchan aruch. You got to keep them apart. And we're using chalav only as a hecha timsa to create a hevdil between this loaf of bread and that loaf of bread. So it should be a zecher lemikdash that there was shtei halechem. Do you know how many chidushim come out of the Ramah? Number one, only the first day. Number two, Cholov has no intrinsic value. It's only Hechatimsa to have two breads. Number three, the breads are therefore, the cholov is just a hechatim sitim and mekayim, a minog of zecher lemikdash. Not stam a minog. There's stam a minog, and there's a minog of zecher lemikdash. Koirech is a zecher lemikdash minog. Sviras ha'oimer, according to many poskim, is a zecher lemikdash minog. You make a bracha on that time of Zecher LeMikdash. Number three, it's telling you, you should go relearn the sugya of the Shtei HaLechem that you bring on Shavuos. Because most people like me think, big deal, so there's two, you bring two loaves of bread. You wave the bread this way, that way. No. These two loaves of bread, they have nothing in common. It happens to be, you bring them together and you wave it. But if you will go and you will discover the shoroshim of why the Torah wants you to bring shtei halachem, I don't know what it means. I mean, you could tell you the drush is not, you know, halacha. One is Torah shebichsav, one is Torah shebal peh. There is the two luchais of, the luchais, you know, there's the adam l'chaveroi, and there's a lot of drush of the shebal. Yeah, okay, drush is drush. It's very nice. It's very engaging, the drush. But, you know, big deal, two loaves of bread. In our minds, two loaves of bread is like Lecha Mishnah. What happens if you don't have Lecha Mishnah? The world goes on. You know, the world goes on if you don't have two lechem. You can't have two lechem. Comes Pesach, not everyone has Shleimim. So you don't have Shleimim. No, make believe you have Shleimim. The world goes on. No, it's not the same. The Shtei HaLechem of Shavuos is obviously, according to the Ramah, very significant.
He says only Nohagim Lechama Mekomot.
Okay.
Fine.
Okay. Okay.
That's just Minhag.
I'm not taking that away.
Minhag Yisrael Torah brings down a myriad of what do you call it, Nohagim, of different rabbis. One said even that they only ate the milk, they ate a milk basuda at night.
So he writes here, that according to the Ramah, also very interesting though, according to the Ramah, this is a little bit disturbing though, because according to the Ramah, you would think you have Shtei HaLechem, they should be together. Here, the minig is to have the Shtei HaLechem apart. He's telling you the reason why you're having the Chol of Hechatim is in order to create Shtei HaLechem. In the Beis HaMikdash, when they did Shtei HaLechem, how did they do Shtei HaLechem? They brought the two loaves together, and they put the loaves on top of the animals, and they went to them in front of the mizbeach, and they waved it in six directions. The shtei halechem were together, and here we're eating cholov to create shtei halechem. Where the shtei halechem will never see each other. They will never ever see each other. Hayin luchud v'hayin luchud, because if they see each other, then you got a bosa b'cholov problem. Which is very satisfying, because this goes into whenever you do something that is zecher lemikdash, this is something which you have to go back and analyze. You have to be very careful to do it in such a way that you don't make a mistake and think this is taka the Beis HaMikdash. Like when it comes to when it comes, like it's not a really good example, you're not allowed to eat the zroya. You're not allowed to eat the night of Pesach. Anything that is tzli, our minig Ashkenaz tzli. You don't say Pesach zu, because when you do something that is zecher lemikdash, there's a very big danger, and the danger is don't fool yourself in thinking, oh, this is the real deal. Zecher LeMikdash is a double-edged sword. You gotta do it, you gotta remember. But don't fool yourself in thinking that, oh, this is mamish the way it was in Mizman Shabbos HaMikdash HaKam. By Sviru, there's such a thing like that also. I've got Sviru, you learn Zecher LeMikdash, something that we do with Sviru Omer that is very different. I don't remember what it was. So here also, oh, exactly. According to the Ramah, there are so many chidushim coming out of this. Is that the milk is only a hechatimsa to create the shtei lechem. So put the shtei lechem on the table. No, we're doing it bidavka with cholov in order that there should be taka shtei lechem. But don't fool yourself in thinking your table, the Ramah says, is the mizbeach. Is the mizbeach. The zeh shulchan asher lefnei Hashem. Your shulchan is a zecher for the mizbeach, and that's why we have on the table the shtei lechem. But don't fool yourself and think that your table is mamash the mizbeach. People, you know, people can become ignorant. They can do strange things. We see that in history. Therefore, bedafka, not like the way it was in the Beis Hamikdash, where the two breads were together bevasachas. Here's bread number one at this time, and here's the other bread at another time. Hayin luchud v'hayin luchud. This incredible chidush that comes out over here of what it says pasuk pshar in the Rama. Okay, let me jump ahead with something which is very intriguing to me. This is not ma'ash what he says, Rav Sternbach, but I want to extract what he says. You know, on Shavuos we have shtel lechem. Okay, obviously you have lechem. It's also called Uviyom Abikurim. It's the beginning of bringing the, what is Bikurim primarily? Yeah, you have Dagon and Soirim, and then you have fruit, and upon fruit you make the bracha Boirei. Priho eitz, and the bracha me'ein sholesh al ha'peiros, al ha'gefen, al ha'peiros, al ha'michya. The al ha'michya, that's another topic of discussion. The bracha of al ha'michya clearly relates to the mitzvah of bikurim, and Shavuot is called the yom ha'bikurim. So he alludes to this. I don't know if he actually says this or he alludes to this. Is on Shavuot, once already, we're celebrating bread. When else do you have the shtei halechem? You know, it's not just one loaf of bread. Shtei halechem. Pesach, you had lechem oini. Lechem oini. A broken piece of matzah. Stale bread, prusa. Dargoy shel oni beprusa. 7 weeks later, we're gevirim. We have chametz. Ah, delicious chametz. Not just a prusa. Not just one bread, two breads. We've gone from the Perusa to the Beis Hamikdash. Ein anius b'mokoy mashirus. You don't bring chametz, poor man's bread. You bring real bread. You don't just bring a Perusa, you bring a whole bread. You don't even bring one bread, you bring two breads. We've got mash mikotze lakotze. And it's also, there's dessert. Uviyoyim habikurim, and we bring, it's the zman of the haschola of bringing the peiros, the shevach of Eretz Yisrael. So look at the brachas we have here already. We have hamoitzi lechem in haaretz, birchas hamazon, boirei pri hoetz, boirei pri hagofen, boirei mnei mezoinois, and al hoetz, al hagefen, al hamichya v'al hakakola. You know who feels very bad? You know who has a lot of tzar? The shahako and the bari nefashos. The shahako and the bari nefashos. What are we? Chop liver? What about us? Here you are in Shavuos. You're celebrating lechem, whose bracha is hamoitzi, birchas hamazon. You're celebrating the peiros, which includes the mezoinos, the bari pri hagofen. And the boy priho eats, and you could say the eats includes also the priho adama to some degree, okay, you know, whatever, however you want to look at it like that, not really. What about the shahakol? Shahakol niya bidvaroi.
Could you make the first kiddush and whiskey?
That's another sugya, making on the Chamar Medina. What about boy rei nefoshois rabois, the cheshroinon? Al kol ma shebara, or you say shebarasa lahachias em nevesh kolchai. That's where the cholov comes in. Cholov, the cholov, according to this approach, it has to be bedafka cheese. It has to be something which dvash v'cholov tachas l'shoneich. If you're already gonna yom abikurim, the peros and the lechem, you have to have shlova. On this day, you have to have some delicious. Shahakol niya bidvaroi with the bari nefashais. Water's not going to do it. You know, water, you don't always make a bracha shahakol on water. You don't know, you have to have real cholov. The purpose is not the object. When Moshe Rabbeinu came into Eretz Yisrael.
That shows you don't wash for the tradition.
Exactly. According to this approach, many people don't downgrade their suda. Okay, everyone has their minhagim. I'm not telling you what the minhag is. The bedafka will not take away a suuda siyamtif. You're gonna have a suuda, and you're gonna have, and if you can afford, you can have basar, or poultry is, which is kielu, it's basar. And yomtiv, you're going to take that away from the yadav and the yadav cholav? That's not derech eretz to the yomtiv suda. So how are you mekayim the minog of cholav? You have a kiddush. Before you have yisuda, you make kiddush and you have macholei cholav, and then you have a break, and then you have the sudas basar. You don't have to have a whole meal. Yomtiv tikkus suda. It says v'samachta b'chagecha ein simcha ella b'basar. You're going to take. Well, you're going to have two meals. That's already. That's not a mahalik to have two meals. How much can you eat already? You have to dieting. U'shmarta ma'oid l'nafshoy seich. You got to be normal. You know, there are many. You know, people Arab Pesach shachal yois b'shabbes. So all of a sudden, the whole world becomes very religious. All of a sudden, they're so makbir on Shal Shuris. Such chumras, wow, the whole year round, you're so makbir on Shal Shuris. And then you have to have two students, you have to have a hefsik, and you have to bench, and you walk around the block, a shayla of brachash and tzricha. So I know it's not popular, everyone does this, including myself, but there are many gedolim rebbes, and they say, you know something, don't have Shal Shuris. Behave normally. It's not normal. What you're doing, you're making halacha into a kunz to have three meals. Part of Judaism is be normal. This is how you eat a meal, an achila gasa. You walk around the block. This is what Hashem really wants from you. Is there an alternative in halacha? How are you going to have your shalosh shudas? Yeah, you have shashul with peiros. You'll have a little dessert later on in the day. You'll learn Torah. Is it the ideal thing to do? Tell me, everything you do in life is ideal? You follow every halacha in Shulchan Aruch? On Zayin Adar, did you fast? It says in Shulchan Aruch, you're supposed to fast Zayin Adar. Did you fast Zayin? Did you even know it was Zayin Adar? So now when it comes to Erev Pesach Chal Yos B'Shabbos, you mekayim what it says. You found a way to mekayim having Shalda Shudas with an achila gasa. And getting yourself involved in four brachas in its richas. You know, you have to make chashbonos in how to be mekayim Shulchan Aruch within the framework of being a normal person. Ask yourself every point in life, is this what Hashem really wants from me? Is this what Hashem really wants? I should behave in bizarre ways? Maybe if the answer is yes. I guess we do strange things. I don't know. I'm not saying anything over here, but everything has to be done with normal. There is a minute just to eat cholov. Why would you eat cholov? To eat cholov, according to this approach, is because Moshe Rabbeinu. Why did Moshe want to come into Eretz Yisrael? Did Moshe really want to go on the tunnel tours? Why did Moshe want to come? He wanted to go to the Waldorf, have a breakfast at the Waldorf. Is that why Moshe wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael? Moshe v'chil echol miperes hu tzarech. He wanted to be mekayim the mitzvahs. Why do you want to have cholav? Cholav is just a heichatimsa to be able to make the bracha shehakol niyeh bidvarai. And think about that bracha. Everything was created bidvarai. It talks about Torah. Shehakol baral bidvarai. Ma Hashem, it was the time when we are noichi Hashem elokecha. It was the time, the dibur of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Boyre nefoshois rabois v'ches al kol mashe barol lahachias v'em nefesh l'chayim. There's no object in this world that is shebarol lahachias v'em nefesh l'chayim than the Torah HaKadosha. The cholav is just an excuse to be mashlim all of the brachos of achila. Lechem, peros, and now a shahakal with the borei nefashos. Okay, let me tell you one more quick vart, which he says this vart. This vart hit me. I really like this vart very, very much, what he says over here. About, we twice a year do we celebrate the Torah? Shavuos and Simchas Torah. So there's a lot to be said about that. Why do we have to have two holidays? Everyone knows the basic. We have all the basic Yisoides. Why do we have two holidays? But you could make a very good argument is that on Shavuos, we should have a kofes. Why not? Zman Matan, we don't say Zman Matan Torah Seinu on Simchas Torah. We should take out the Torah. We should dance with it. Maybe not a kofes. We'll dance. Keshem Shani Roikeid Kinegdech. make a new naya minhag. Meir and Yoshua make a new minhag. On Simchas Torah, you dance in circles. On Shavuos, you dance like Susha Aron. Kashem Shani Roid Kaid Kinegdech. You go back, like today it's become very popular now, but the weddings today, they do Zeri Tzor, they do in America now also. Naya Zach, like the way you see the weddings, they dance in circles, but they dance, they just go back and forth, back and forth. When the Rosh Hashiva comes, so everyone stands, you know, in a line, and the Rosh Hashiva takes the chasan and he goes back and forth. Kishem Shani Roikeid Kenegdech. You go back and forth. A new minute, the way you dance on Simchas Torah, you go in circles. And on Shavuos, we dance. Why not? It makes a lot of sense. Why not? So Shtermach says, Adavar Nifla Ad Ma'id. This is Onvart. The reason, really, Me'ikar Hadin, we should be having Hakafis on Shavuos much, much more so than Simcha. Don't tell me, I know all the Drush. Haschala, the Gemara, this, you know, there's a lot of Torah. All the, they always are good excuses. Good excuses not to dance. Really, we should be having a celebration. Zman Matan Torah. Hakol Moedim Devi Atzeres Bin Lochem. It doesn't say that about Shmini Atzeres. That you have to have Lochem. Shmini Atzeres, you sit and say Tilm the whole day. What are you dancing with the Sefer Torah? You're dancing with the Sefer Torah on Shmini Atzeres. You should certainly be dancing with the Sefer Torah. Hakol Moedim Devi Atzeres Bin Lochem. So why not? You know what the answer is? We're not Roy. Because we do not have mechilas avoynos. On Simchas Torah comes right after Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. We are begeder tohar, mechilas avoynos. Ulekachtachem biyom arishon, rishon lecheshben avoynos. The reason why we dance on Simchas Torah is because then taka we can dance because we're cleansed from our averus. The reason why we do not dance, it's Pella, unbelievable, it's shocking what he says, is because we're molechet. Shavuos, it's been a long time since Yom Kippur, and we're not deserving that we should be able to take the Sefer Torah out of the Aron HaKodesh and dance with it, because who are you? You meluchlich with chet.
Especially if you forgot the sphere. You have the choice and
you forgot what it was doing. You meluchlich with chet. And he says, that is why. So what's going to happen then? Listen to this. This is what he says. You can read a word. Well, therefore, what's going to happen then?
What's the words?
What?
Read the words.
Okay. We're not going to have. Let me just tell you, we're outside. We're not going to have a simcha. So, we're not going to dance because we're not roy. The yiras harayimus of Torah was still full of the schait. So we're going to downgrade the chashivas haTorah. If you're not going to take the Torah out of the Aron HaKodesh and dance with it and show, you know what? Do something artificial, not to forget. The Chashiva Satoira. Hakol Diba'atzeres Binan Lochem. Eat food. Eating the food, the good food, and Yayin, and celebrating with other means should be for you an artificial reminder to rejoice in the Torah. Which is a shocking approach. Pashup Shat, you know, you ask the person, well, why do you have good food? Why is it that on Shavuos you have alachem? Because it's a be'etzem hayom hazeh. It's a yom tif. It's the zman matan Torah seinu. I'm not eating the food to have a good time because I'm being mesamech in the Torah. The hayaluchot v'hayaluchot. It's a yom tif. Hashem loves us. Hashem gave us the Torah. Hashem, so it's a yom tif that Hashem loves Klal Yisrael. Hashem loves us. Hashem loves the person, the chev, the gavra. Hashem gave us the Torah, and that's why we rejoice on this day.
Amu said something else just now. They did the Egel that day.
No, the Egel is 40 days later. Shavuos Metamus. Shavuos Metamus. Egel Shavuos Metamus. 4 days later, Moshe went back up for another 40 days. Matan Torah, Moshe went back up.
Oh,
He went back up for 40 days. The Shviras Haluchos, the Shviras Haluchos on Shavuos Betamos. Shviras Haluchos, that's one of the reasons why we fast on Shavuos Betamos. I always looked at the reason why we have a drasha that Hakol Moedim B'Atzeres Bin Lochem. The Lochem is in the Yoim. The Yoim, the Etzem HaYoim has a Yitzumah Shal Yoim. It's a celebration that Hashem loves us. He gave us the Torah. We're not rejoicing in the Torah. There's no din. Nismechu boy, sisu v'simchu b'simcha. No. The lochem is rejoice in the Torah. Do something artificial to have hana to remind you to rejoice in that you're really rejoicing in the Torah. If I'm rejoicing in the Torah, so let me get up and dance with the Sefer Torah. That's how you rejoice in the Torah. No, you can't do that. You can't do that. You don't deserve it. You're not tar. Torah is Hashem's Mimah Mishim. Torah is, on Simchas Torah, what do you sing? Torah is Hashem Tanimah, and then you go, no, then you say, Tahoira. Mrs. Hashem Tahoira. There's an emphasis, I remember, there's an emphasis on Simchas Torah, on the Tahara of the Torah. Shavuos is a very dangerous holiday. This year is Haraimimus. The year is Haraimimus comes from the fact that we are not an appreciation, that we are not who we present ourselves to be. We're lacking in Tahara. Therefore, really, we should rejoice. We should sing and dance with the Torah. But because we're not holding with this, we have to stand back, but we have to demonstrate how much we really do want to rejoice with the Torah. And that's why we have to have good food, and we have to learn the whole night, is to do everything you can show that really I want to burst out and dance with the Torah. Because that's the real simcha. The real simcha is to show with your guf. The real simcha, you know, it's like the opposite of what you would think. You would think that the real Torah simcha is learning Torah. It's a real litvak. It's a real litvishar approach. The real simcha Torah is to learn. No, the real simcha Torah is to dance with the Torah. But because we're not in the matzav of after Yom Kippur, then we have no choice.
That's what you mean. Yiras Hashem
Tahara. Yeah, Yiras Hashem. There's a lot of tahara in all of the hakafas. That's the chamishas. Yiras Hashem Tahara. Okay, but that's not the only. But so this is a novel approach to understand the difference between the average person will tell you that they'll break it up. There's the Hascholos HaTorah, there's the Gemara HaTorah, there is the real simchas to learn Torah. Shemini Atzeres, we're not learning, the focus is to be mesmech in the mitzvahs, in the Asiyas HaMitzvahs. It's a more of a superficial, it's the guf, this is with the neshama. He's saying there's really no difference. And in fact, the only real simcha is really, the real simcha should have been given to Shavuos. That's when Hashem gave us the Torah, that's when we appreciate the Torah, Zman Man Torah Sein, Torah Emes, it deserves. But on Shavuos, Hashem made it in such a way where it was given to us in a matzav of we're not tahor. We're not tahor. We're in the Midbar. We just came out of Mitzrayim. Halalu oivdi avodah zarah, v'halalu oivdi avodah zarah. Shmini Atzeres, the avodas Yom HaKippurim, the Kohen Gadol, came out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. We're tahor. Then you can go all the way. There's no limitation. Shavuos, you came out of Mitzrayim. Halalu oivdi avodah zarah, halalu oivdi. You're in the Midbar. Who do you think you are? You think you can just dance with the Torah? You can demonstrate who you are? No, you can't. But just because you can't, doesn't mean you should really forget and appreciate what you should be doing and what you should be yearning for. And therefore, dance around it. Dance around it by enjoying yourself. The food and the pleasure is all the Simchas HaTorah, not the Etzem HaYom HaZeh. It's the Simchas HaTorah. So go dance. Realize where you're holding. You're not yet there. You're not yet there. When you have the Tahara of Yom Kippur, you'll be there. Lunch, food, dinner, lunch is served. Amen.